Since 1933, the band and orchestra from Cleveland Heights High School in Ohio have done a spring tour visiting other high school music programs, and this year's trip has brought them to Philadelphia, where they met up with one of their most popular alums. At Philadelphia's Central High School, WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt has the story.
16 years ago, a middle school teacher in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, told band director Brett Baker that a pretty good baritone saxophonist was headed to his high school. After hearing the kids' audition, Baker made the rare decision of promoting him straight up to the jazz band.
He was a good musician. He took private lessons. He practiced.
The kid also practiced football, which took him to the University of Cincinnati, and then to the Philadelphia Eagles, and then to the steps of the Art Museum, where he delivered one of the great celebratory speeches in city history.
I'm going to take a second to talk to you about underdogs.
Now, a lot has changed since Eagles center Jason Kelce first joined that jazz band. After all, he hasn't even played the baritone sax in 12 years.
It was a school instrument. I didn't have the money for a bari sax growing up.
But on Thursday morning, he reunited with his high school band, his high school band director, and the very same baritone sax he once tooted as a student. Kelce played along with both schools' jazz bands. How did he sound after 12 years off?
12 years off.
But that didn't matter to the students, who lined up afterward for pictures and autographs.
Oh my God!
Central freshman Alex McFedrin could not believe his good fortune. Neither could his dad, whom he texted after the performance.
And he just responded with a bunch of emojis that I couldn't understand. It was crazy.
Kelce thanked the students for hosting him and shared lessons he learned as a high school musician. Afterward, one of the Central teachers joked that he was a little nervous handing Kelce the mic after his famously salty speech. But Kelce, ever good-natured, chuckled back and just said, "You gotta know your crowd." Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.